talk about the recurring thing of getting these big leads early, and how is that coming about?
Defensive intensity and rebounding. I thought we did a great job. You know, our game plan was guarding the ball with one person, keeping them in front, challenging, and then checking out. And we didn't start off great offensively by any means. But when you play good defense and you keep getting stops, then your offense, you start to relax. And you have to be relaxed on offense and make shots.
You guys have quietly have the best start now in SEC play in 10 years at this school, at 6-2 now. Did you see this coming? Are you surprised by it at all? Has it kind of come out of the blue? I mean, all of a sudden, here's Vanderbilt with the best start in 10 years. How do you see it?
I thought this team could be the best defensive team that we've had, and we just weren't doing that early. I think we really can play a very high level of defense and rebounding, which our teams in the past were known to outscore people. And I think we've changed. You know, we're just different. I didn't think, hey, we could have a better record, or I just, as a coach, focus on one game at a time, and it's just happened that way. You know, every year your schedule is different, and so it doesn't really, you know, say much. Being 6-2 right now, we just have to focus on our next opponent.
Safe to say, though, things are kind of coming together?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're playing well. We're playing hard. And I think our effort and our attitude has been very good in practice, and it's carried over to the games. And I like the energy we're starting our games out with. And when you do, you get the people on their heels, whether you're home or away, that's a good sign.
Would you rather win games like this, or would you rather outscore people?
I just like to win. It doesn't matter how. So it really doesn't. And it probably is out of character. But I, as a coach, it's really important that you get out the most out of your players of what their potential is each year, and that you're flexible. And I'm spending more time, obviously, on defense than we ever have. And that's because that was something I thought would be a strength of our team.
Is Meredith okay as far as you know?
Yeah. Okay. And Rebecca's okay. Meredith and Rebecca are fine.
Can you talk about one leaders who hit three-pointers tonight?
Yeah, it's what Lauren does, and she just had a tough stretch there. But she's been playing really well in practice, and this was a great game to get her in and get her some confidence back. And she played like she's been practicing, so we weren't surprised. But she hadn't played in a game that way, you know, recently. And it's nice to have her back and shooting it well and being very confident. Carried herself really well.
You've already talked about the defensive intensity to begin the game. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about other positives and negatives that came out of your mind from the beginning?
Well, you know, I think we forced a lot of turnovers, not early, later in the second half. They averaged 23 turnovers a game. We forced 22. But I think another key statistic is I think we had 22 assists out of, like, 25 baskets. Quietly, Jency Rhodes is becoming a heck of a point guard, and she's just steady Eddie. And you know, since we started starting her and Hannah, we're a different team and have been a different team. A lot of it has to do with the girl has the ball in her hands and the confidence that she's playing with, and the level-headedness and the composure. And we have a lot of assists now, sharing the basketball and unselfish play. And it starts with her, but she's not going to let us score a lot of points, so you're not going to talk about her a lot, and her defense has improved a ton, and you know, so everybody's doing their role, which is where you need to be at. You know, Meredith's hitting threes, Mare's being a shooter, and Jency's pushing and passes. I mean, Jency's threw some of the best passes I've ever seen at Vanderbilt today. That pass, full court baseball pass off the dribble, I mean, that's just a small glimpse of, and she makes it look so easy, so she doesn't, and she's not flashy, so she doesn't amaze you. But she's one of the real keys about her and Hannah just keep getting better and better. And it's quiet. So we're under the radar, and I think it's really good where we're at. I think we're comfortable with it.
What do you mean under the radar?
Just not being ranked. I mean, most of the teams I've had here have been ranked and been ranked all year. You know, nobody's talking about us. And with a young team, it's not a problem. I mean, that's a good thing.
I think maybe the other thing, the fact that they're being under the radar, is not having a single superstar that everybody focuses on.
And that's what I'm used to, trying to have, you know, different person step up every night and having a tough team to guard instead of a tough person or two to guard. And we're playing like a team with all these assists and defense, all the you know, the effort skills and unselfish play, and those are the teams that I enjoy coaching. Any coach would.
How much has this team, looking back, grown since the start of the season to where you guys are now? You have a very young squad.
A ton. I mean, I think it's hard. It's kind of like losing weight. You know, I'm in analogies, but it's like losing weight. If you see it every day, you don't see the change and the difference that somebody that hadn't seen you in a while. And I bet if you ask somebody who came in the beginning of the season, before Christmas, and came and saw us play right now, they'd say we're a totally different team.
Well, you've seen this before, too. I mean, even when Caroline, Dee, and Carl were freshmen, there were some times. You guys kind of turn that around, too.
Absolutely, and that's our goal, you know, obviously, is to keep improving all season and to be the best team we can be in March. And whether, you know, how good this team can get, I don't know. But I know the potential is there, and right now the attitude and the effort is there. And we're just building confidence.
Anything else for Coach?
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.